Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1146, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of the Halachas of Shinoi Makom. Okay, so we spoke about there's a machloikis, if one could actually see the place. They went outside, and they're going to either continue eating outside or they're going back inside, whatever. It's a real Shinoi Makom. But the issue is over here that they can still see the place where they started to eat. So we said that that was again, by Shahakal, who ate en hu adama, and we said that that was a machloikis. Does someone want to say the connection still stays because of the fact that you can see the place? Others say no. Once you went outside, you did a real act of shinoi makom, it cuts it off. What does it make a difference if you see the place or not? So it is a machloikis that we spoke about in the past. Now so lemaisa, one should be careful not to change your location within the, you know, from going from inside to outside. If they're able to, whatever the case is, even if they'll say, yeah, well, I'll make another bracha, but if they're in the place whereby they could see from where they're at, they could actually see the location, so that will be problematic. Now, so one should be careful not to do that. Now, but the Yevid, let's say they did. They didn't realize. They went outside. Oh, no, they're stuck. What, I had to run outside, whatever, for example, they had to run outside, and the practical application would be, for example, one had to go outside to get a package, and somebody was bringing them something, and the person couldn't come inside, or they had to wait for somebody outside, or something along those lines, whereby they just didn't have a choice. They did have to go outside. And then the person realized, one second, I went outside, shinoi makom, not shinoi makom, what I do, or they're going to continue eating outside, let's say in a case like that, or drinking, or whatever the case is, but they can still see the place, right? So now they can still see the place, and they had to run outside for this item, whatever had to be, this thing that had to be taken care of, like we said, either a package or maybe the child off the bus or whatever the case is, and it took long enough or it was enough of a time period, enough of an action whereby it's a real shinoi makom, but again, they could still see the place. So now the question is, what do I do, right? I'm not supposed to do it, but listen, I had to do it, I got stuck, whatever, in the middle, what should I do? So since it's a real sofik bracha, b'diyevet, in other words, b'diyevet, however, a new bracha would not be made. If in fact one did go out and they returned to, and they continued eating inside or whatever it is outside, so then one has to be careful not to remake the bracha because again it's a sofik bracha. Now this would not be a problem when it comes to hamotzi, it would not be a problem when it comes to mazonos, and even by the shivus aminim, one should be careful not to do it. But if they did do it, again, also it's much easier because there's a whole machlok, especially of aminim. But sticking to a shahakal, who eats and who adama, where it's not the shivus aminim, right? So now the fact that they can still see the place, we say that, and they want to continue eating or drinking, so we're going to say, and the event took place, it is what it is, but the event, one would not remake the bracha. Now, this would even be that if the person's current vantage point, right? Rabban brings down, interesting, that from the current vantage point, in other words, when they went outside, they could still see even part of the room. It doesn't have to be the exact, you know, food. It doesn't have to be the exact, you know, zoom in on the exact part of the table, but they could even see part of the room he brings down. Even part of the room, which was the original eating location, even that would become a machlokes, which we spoke about. So whether the person could see the original location through an open window or a door, it would all be the same. Whether it's through the window or the door, it doesn't have to be, you know, a person will say, well, the window's blocking me, so I don't see it. I'm talking about, you know, a pane of glass where you could see through. So the fact that the door might be closed and the, you could see through the door because there's a glass there or through a window or something like that, it would still all be the same. It does not have to be, like bedafka, an open area whereby, well, it's only if the door's open, only if the window's open. Even if you could see, that's how it brings it down. The person could see the original location through an open door or a window. So as long as you could see it, that would still fall under this machlokes. Okay, so that's the bottom line. If they wish to continue eating, either eating inside or resume outside, so then they should not remake the bracha when they do so, eating or drinking. Now, it's always good, like we mentioned in the past, to get out of any suffix, but here's a perfect example that it would always be good in this case, for example, to take something else that is the same bracha, right? Let's say they go, if it's outside, so it could be a little bit difficult, but if they're going back inside, once they come back inside, to get out of the machlek, is to be careful, if at all possible, to take something else, like a little, sometimes if it's a shahakal, you take a little drop of salt, possibly a little bit of sugar or something like that, somebody's eating, for example, some chocolates, right, and they ran out, so you want to take maybe a little bit of sugar or salt or something and make a shahakol on that, something which you didn't have in mind previously. If it's a ho'etz, you want to possibly take, a cashew, an almond, or something like that. If they're in the middle of eating an apple, you know, something along those lines. If it's an adama, so you want to take something, maybe a little small tomato. If you're in the middle of eating cantaloupe, right, and you still have half the cantaloupe left on the table, so maybe take a little tomato, just giving some ideas. But be it as it may, if it's possible to take something else with the same bracha, make the bracha, and then have in mind that other item to get out of the suffix. That is always the best way to go, where possible. It's not always possible. Sometimes a person is in a place and time that they can't do that. So the bottom line is, if they're stuck and the only thing is they have is to continue drinking that item or eating that item, so then the question is, what do I do now? I could still see the place. It was a real shinei makom. I had to run out. I didn't have a choice. What should I do? So the answer is, like we said, one should not remake the bracha in that case on the same item. On the same item, due to the fact that they remain within the site of the original location, and it remains a suffik bracha. Suffik bracha is lahakol. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.